You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Surprise! Gloria Statterfield, the housekeeper for Alec Murdaugh, the one who helped raise his children. She didn't die by the dogs tripping her down the stairs. Ta-da! Another twist that did a lot of us see it coming? Did we know this would happen at some point? It's interesting now that this revelation has come out, but there's not full context to it. Number one, consider the source. Alec has admitted that she didn't die by the dogs. But that's it. He's just saying, I used this excuse to get insurance money. Never gave it to the family when he said he would. But he used it to get the insurance money. But what happened then? If she didn't trip down the stairs by the dogs, what happened? Did she just fall? Did she just miss a step and fall? I mean, that would still be an insurable claim. Or was there something more nefarious going on? And consider the source of who's saying that that's not how it worked out. Alec himself. As this chilling tale continues, Alec confessing to cheating an insurance company out of millions after that tragic death. Murdaugh fabricated the story about the dogs causing Satterfield to trip and fall, ultimately leading to her death weeks later. The appalling truth unfolds as the Nautilus Insurance Company uncovers the extent of Murdaugh's deception in this one, launching another lawsuit against him and others for fraud and conspiracy to commit fraud. A lot of people around Alec Murdaugh right now saying, we need some of that money that you have or what's left before it's completely gone. Located in Scottsdale, Arizona, the insurance agency has provided a staggering 5 million umbrella policy for Murdaugh, which he utilized to pay out claims after Statterfield's untimely demise in 2018. Murdaugh's lawyers revealed in a filing that when he discovered Statterfield had fallen down the steps at his Moselle estate in South Carolina, he rushed to the scene, arriving before EMS. It was then that he concocted the story that would change the course of events dramatically, claiming that Statterfield had tripped over his dogs. However, the filing unmasked the cold truth. No dogs were involved in the fall of Gloria Statterfield. On February 2nd, 2018, Murdaugh's previous plot saw him invent Statterfield's supposed statement that the dogs caused her fall, all to force his insurers to make a hefty settlement payment. The depths of his deception know no bounds as he approached Statterfield's grieving heirs after her death, masterminding this fraudulent insurance claim and pressuring Nautilus, the insurance company, to settle, allowing him to pilfer the money. The payout was deposited into a fraudulent account. Murdaugh then brazenly denied in the court filing that his alleged conspirators played any part in the criminal wrongdoing. Murdaugh's actions are nothing short of despicable, as always. As the filing described, his actions were reprehensible, and that he misused vulnerable persons who trusted him. The former attorney convicted in March for the murders of his wife and son now faces the question of who should have to reimburse Nautilus for the stolen money. Astonishingly, his court filing seems to point a finger at his victims as the liable party, despite admitting to the theft. I stole this money and I was finally forced to give you some, and now you have to pay it back. I mean, this is like the work of this is evil. This is pure evil. The filing alleges that Nautilus failed to join necessary parties under federal rules of civil procedure, specifically naming Statterfield's sons, Brian Harriet and Tony Statterfield. The personal representative for the Statterfield estate and their law firm, Murdaugh and his lawyers insist that they have recovered the money stolen from Nautilus. Following the exposure of the Statterfield scandal, Murdaugh faced criminal charges and subsequently recovered $7.5 million in settlements. Murdaugh himself signed a $4.3 million confession of judgment in favor of the Statterfields. The filing contends that if the Statterfields are not included in the lawsuit, the court cannot award complete relief, and Murdaugh would be subjected to a substantial risk of incurring double, multiple, or otherwise inconsistent obligations. In response, one of the Statterfield family lawyers, Eric Bland, who we've had on the show before, he went on social media to dispel the idea that the victims should have to pay back any damages, saying this is nothing but noise. Said that in a May 2nd tweet, just gutless people trying to continue to victimize Gloria's siblings and children. Ronnie Richter, another Statterfield lawyer, labeled Murdaugh's filing bizarre, asserting that settlement funds came from other involved parties. Neither myself, my law firm, or my clients have ever possessed even $1 of the stolen Nautilus money, he said. Ongoing saga of deception and fraud showcases the endless extent Murdaugh's manipulative behavior will go and raises questions about the lengths people will go to have financial gain. This almost, in many ways, when you look at it, the filing is very bizarre. And it almost seems like a revenge in some way, shape, or form towards that family. Now, if I'm going to say this, it's going to be fraud, and they may come after you for that settlement. Don't you wish death was on the table for him? You know, although he'd be in jail for quite some time, but the world would be such a brighter, happier place if Alec Murdaugh were not inhaling the oxygen of it.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Told you this thing's never going to end until he ends. 888-5-KILLER is our phone number if you want to weigh in with your opinion. 888-554-5537. We'd love to hear your feedback. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.